Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always I would like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It's the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So as we take in three deep breaths, let us be intentional that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale, lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, take in this life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Let us bring our attention down into our heart, into the cave, the sanctuary of the soul. Take our second deep breath in. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. As we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes, that we are consciously choosing to connect and commune with the source of all that is, the ground of being, the absolute mystery that is God that resides at the center of our being. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. This morning we conclude Psalm 37 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Nell. Desire only love and walk your days with the beloved. You will radiate with joy, blessing others with love's presence. You will not know loneliness with love's companion presence. I have seen the greedy ones. Their ways are overbearing. They puff themselves up with pride. When I pass them, I see only an inflated balloon. Even so, I take time to honor the divine spark within them. Look at the innocent. Consider those honest of heart. They leave a rich inheritance to their children. But those who live with greed end their days empty. They leave a legacy of hollow vanity to their children. The saving grace of the upright comes from the beloved. Love is their refuge in times of trouble. Love leads the way, and they arrive home safely, delivered from those who tempt them with power. Love invites all to open their hearts. Divine Beloved, infinite intelligence, thou who art the source of all that is, we consciously come into communion with you at this time, opening up our hearts and our minds to be filled full with your love, with your wisdom, and with your grace. We know that of ourselves we can do nothing, but truly it is your spirit within that doeth the work, as our teacher reminds us. Right here, right now, you know the situation, you know the conditions, you know what is happening in each and every one of our lives. And we know that there is nothing too hard for you to do. So in this awareness, in this understanding, we allow ourselves to be open to receive whatever it is we need for whatever it is that is happening in our lives, trusting and surrender that everything will occur, everything will happen, everything will manifest, everything will unfold as it's supposed to in perfect and in divine ways. We know that God is no respecter of people, that you play no favorites, that you simply know our hearts and our minds. You simply respond to our faith, our love, our belief, our trust in you. It is written that we walk by faith and not by sight. Let us amplify our faith to truly know you in the deepest and most darkest of our moments. Let us amplify our faith that we can say to the mountain, move, and do not doubt. Let us amplify our faith so we can look at what might seem scarce in our lives and see abundance. Let us amplify our faith that we may know at all times in all things that your presence is right where we are. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, for all that is happening across our beautiful world at this time, for the fires that are raging, for where there are floods, for where there are mudslides, for where there is anything and everything that is causing disaster and catastrophe for your children, for those that are stuck in refugee camps, for those that are trying to find freedom and risking limb and life, for those that have no food. We're remembering them all. For those that have no freedom, political or any other sort. There is so much that needs healing in our world at this time, too numerous to even mention. But in this moment we know that you are the divine and infinite intelligence that knows all things and is able to do all things. So we surrender it all to you, trusting and believing that we are your hands and feet, and whatever you put on our hearts to do, we will do. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, we put our political leaders in this prayer, that you may touch their hearts and minds, that they will act with integrity, with wisdom, and truly with compassion, that corruption, power, and greed is not dominating their consciousness, but they remember the reason why they took that position, to be of service to the people. May they treat all people as one family, as we truly are of one kind, humankind. And we know that to you there are no borders or boundaries. We are simply all your creation. We are simply all an expression of your life. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As we open our hearts to be more loving and more lovable, we know that truly you never sleep nor slumber, and that this word that we have sent forth shall not return unto us void, but shall accomplish wherein they have been sent. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. So it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I'll meet the funds for our morning's prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in as you allow that prayer's intention to ground you, ground in your being. My beloved, I wish you a very beautiful and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once more on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.